It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition. And that brings us Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Hi.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
I'm well. Thanks. Ready for the sunshine.
Yeah. I mean, okay, so we were talking about the weekend. We were talking about last week with the hurricane, and I feel so bad for the folks. We really dodged a bullet. Now, and I know that there's localized flooding. I know that you know, we have some situations out there. But man, oh man, we could have gotten it so much worse.
Yeah.
You know, we really could have. But and then Saturday we had an event and it was like nothing.
Yeah, the skies opened for the 10 miler. That's right.
Yeah, it was absolutely perfect. So we really dodged a bullet on that one too. Mm-hmm. It was just wonderful. We had a great event.
Well, I ran the 4.5 miler and I'm still feeling it.
I was going to ask you, how was that?
I'm having trouble walking. Those hills, man, they surprise you, not just with the Farm Basket Hill, but they've got a new route where the 4 miler turns onto Crane Hill and goes up to Lincoln Middle School. And man, that hill.
That thing hurts. That thing is a beast.
Yeah. I was committed to not walking, but I think my run was slower than my walk.
Okay.
I would not like to see a playback of it. It was pretty embarrassing, but I was sort of like limping up the hill.
This was not recent, there was a time when both Tab and I could run at pretty much the same pace. Now, during the pandemonium, she went beast mode and got a Peloton, and she is in like the best shape of her life. And me, like many people during the pandemonium, I got fat, and so I could barely keep up with her as is. But at that time, I could do the Blackwater Trail from Amazement Square up to Greek Orthodox Church, and then go up that hill.
No way.
Past Lincoln, all the way into Boonesboro.
No.
Wow.
All the way out to almost Boonesboro Shopping Center.
How far was that?
It was. I've never measured it, but it literally took all afternoon.
Yeah.
Part running, part walking.
Uh-huh.
For you. Yeah, wow. But that was many, many years ago.
Wow. Well, I really appreciated the volunteers. There were, you know, 10 nonprofit charity recipients, and they had volunteers along the whole route and kind of kept you going. Those are really, really important, because there are moments when you just want to stop, and they kept you motivated. So
that's tremendous.
Great.
That's tremendous. It was a great event, and we appreciate partnering up with those folks year after year. And the 50th anniversary, that was also very special. But that's not what we're here to talk about today. we have some guests that are joining us, and an event that's coming up, and this is the. What year is this? How many years?
Year number 11.
Year 11.
11 years.
This is tremendous. Tell us who your guests are, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, sure. We are delighted to have Blake Bryant and Kimmy Powell from Puzzled Events, which is just such a wonderful organization that does things year round, but their big event is coming up in October, and it's their car, truck, every vehicle show that they're going to tell us about today. So we're really excited that we can promote this now and just get the word out. And definitely they need a army of volunteers to
absolutely
pull this off.
Please.
Well, folks, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate
it. Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Absolutely. Tell us about Puzzled Events and the Puzzled Car Show.
So Puzzled Events is just kind of a dream that I had to help children on the autism spectrum. I'm actually on the autism spectrum myself, so I struggled most of my life with school and, you know, just daily things. So it kind of made me aware and want to help children, for they didn't have the same struggle. So that's, I take every day and try to help one child a day at least, for they don't have to struggle, because people don't realize how hard it is. And somebody for like myself, it doesn't look like I have a disability on the outside. I look like everybody else, but the truth of it is I have struggles every day, and those are the children that I want to help, because people just don't understand the what they go through every day.
Absolutely. So you had this idea, and this was 11 years ago now. Tell us about, you know, what it took to put together that first event.
Well, it was an uphill battle. I started out by helping somebody else. Do an event, and I just kind of seen that I was good at it, so I was like, well, I'm going to try it.
Yeah.
I never intended to get to where it was at. You know, the first event we had, I thought it was something that we had like 70 cars. And, you know, last year we had over 509 cars.
Wow.
And made it into the biggest car show in Lynchburg. So it's just kind of crazy. I never thought it would snowball the way it did.
Yeah.
It just kind of went nuts. And it's mostly because so many people have stepped up to help us.
That's
tremendous. Without our partners, you know, even like you, Mike, without you having us on the radio show and getting out there about us, you know, we could have never made it to where we're at today.
Well, the little tiny part that we played in it, we were very, very happy to do it. And still, you always have a home here.
Well, and it's definitely not a little part. You know, every person that helps makes a difference. You know, it doesn't matter if you give 5 cents or $500. It doesn't matter. Every little bit counts. And, you know, people do other things. It's not just money. It's time and effort. And, you know, we had over 100 volunteers last year, so we need all the manpower we can get because we have so many games for the children to play, and all that stuff is free. So, you know, I can't pay people to come help us because we're giving everything away.
Yeah.
So how do you you raise the money through the entries of the vehicles? Is that right?
It's a combination between the partners that we have.
Right, the sponsors. And then
entries of the cars. And then we have vendors. They pay, you know, to be a vendor there. You know, and just flat out donations. Yeah. You know, we sell merchandise. We have hats and T-shirts and stocking caps and decals. So we have all kinds of things that we make money off of. And I'm excited to say, you know, last year we made over $50,000 in one day.
That is
tremendous. And I know for some charities that would not be that big a deal, but for us, you know, it's just a grassroots.
Huge.
Grassroots, all volunteers, no paid employees. You know, we all do it out of our heart.
Well, that is absolutely tremendous. So the proceeds benefit whom?
Amazement Square. We have built a program there called Everyone is Special.
Okay.
I like to say no child has a disability because I don't believe any child was born with a disability. They all have a different ability. So the program at Amazement Square is for children with different abilities, and it's absolutely free. Amazement Square will shut the museum down and bring the children and their families in there for a fun day where it's not so crowded that the children can't, you know, go there and have fun, because if it's too many children, they have a real hard time and have a hard time interacting. So we shut it down to the public and open it just for these children. So that's part one. Part two, we bring that same program into the school systems. And again, it's absolutely free, and it's just trying to get to these children and help them.
That is wonderful. It is tremendous. And what is your role with Puzzled?
I'm the executive director of Puzzled. And yes, Blake, everyone says car show. It is a big, huge car show.
Yeah.
But it's not just a car show. We have this big, huge carnival for children. We have bouncy houses. We have games.
Nice.
We have all kinds of stuff. And like Blake said, everything is free for the children. Spectators are free also. We don't charge you to come in. We want you to come. We want you to see what we're about. But we really want the kids to be able to, so dad, mom can bring their vehicle. Then there's the big, huge carnival for the kids. And then we have a vendor event. We have vendors from all walks. They make everything, you know, from direct sales to down to making little charms that go on Stanley cups now. And then we have a food truck roundup, and we are going to have so much food. We're going to have pizza. We're going to have barbecue. We're going to have hamburgers and hot dogs. We're going to have, Lord knows, the biggest thing now is freeze-dried candy, and we have people coming to make freeze-dried candy.
Wow.
That's cool.
That's tremendous. And I see you have a petting zoo and bounce houses.
Oh, yes, and again, all that stuff is absolutely free.
That's wonderful.
And, you know, something new that we've added this year, we've added an infant zone that'll have an infant bounce house and an infant boxed-in area that keeps the infants extra safe, for they don't have to be with the big kids.
No,
they can have their own separate area. That this will be the first year of us doing that, you know, because it's so important to me to make sure every child is included. No child is left out. No child is left behind. And, you know, we go the extra mile to make sure that. So, you know, I'm excited about this new bounce area for the little ones.
We're going to have a raffle. We're going to have and you can come watch me and Blake have a live auction. Blake auctions it, and I'm Vanna White, but everybody gets tickled at the way me and Blake do our auction. We're not Blake's family is in the has been in the auction yep. business forever, but mine and Blake's auction is not a traditional auction. Trust me.
Well, we're looking forward to this, and you had mentioned volunteers, and that you need a bunch. And folks, you can visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org, and you can click on and search for the Puzzled Events Car Show. Search for Amazement Square. There's a link there as well. And you can volunteer right from the Share platform and reach out to these folks because, again, 100 volunteers is pretty hard to come by.
Well, considering we had over 5,000 spectators last year. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, and I want the volunteers to know you're not going to do the jobs that nobody wants to do. So I've hired somebody to pick up trash because I don't want a volunteer to do that. I want you to come have fun.
That's
so
wonderful.
It's not really like you're going to be volunteering. It's more fun and interacting with the kids and having a good time. You know, my guys do all the tough jobs that nobody wants to do. Like I said, I hired somebody to do trash because, you know, my family was out there picking up trash because we all get involved,
wow.
You know, because that's important. We want people to know, hey, we're going to do any job that we ask somebody else to do, but the volunteers are going to have the fun jobs.
Tremendous.
And we feed you.
Nice.
We will feed our volunteers.
That is very important as well.
Yes.
Well, we're grateful that Share has a great following of some of the local colleges and universities, as well as just some of the bigger employers. So hopefully we can spend some time, you know, getting the story out there and making sure that we know
wonderful.
That you need some more volunteers. So how many volunteers have you committed so far of your?
Well,
100?
So Amazement Square has took over doing the volunteers this year because I have so much on my plate.
Sure.
We have got so many new things this year. So this year we got Xfinity as a sponsor, and they're bringing their mobile stage, and it's never been anywhere in Virginia.
Wow.
So that is a brand new thing that we got at the beginning of the year. Just by chance, I was in an event and was talking to somebody, and they told me that their child was autistic, and they said they were from Xfinity. I was like, great. And, you know, I talk to so many people and hear so many things. I was just like, okay, this is nice. And, you know, and I thanked her for having time to take with me. And I didn't think anything would ever come out of it. But, you know, the next week they called and said, this is the East Coast director for Xfinity. And I'm like, okay. So it's just kind of shocking, and it just kind of really happened like that.
It's going to be so cool, though. It's not just they have a stage, and they have a big screen, and they'll be playing
tremendous.
Movies and music and everything.
See if you can get some free cable. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That's great. When is the event, and where is the event?
It's on October 19th. 10 to 4 at Pittman Plaza in Lynchburg, Virginia.
All right. And that's where you can find it. And we will link things up. And we'll link up Share Greater Lynchburg as well as the Puzzled Events and Car Show. Mm-hmm. Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you,
everyone who has pitched in to help and mm-hmm. that will pitch in to help. We appreciate all of you
Absolutely.
So much.
Absolutely. This is a tremendous event. And I didn't even realize that it was 11 years strong. So congratulations on that.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
I really love it. It's such a great grassroots effort, and you all really built it from scratch, and it's incredible to see it grow. So
yeah, lots of people don't know that. We built it from totally nothing. Mm. I mean, zero. It was just an idea in my head.
That's great. You should be proud of that, Blake.
Well, I appreciate it, and we appreciate everything that you do in the community, Megan, because nonprofits couldn't do it without Share Greater Lynchburg. So we appreciate y'all.
And we still have room for vendors. They can always sign up at puzzledevents.com. Also,
great. We'll put that in our newsletter.
Absolutely. Well, Megan, how are things going at Share? Are we still at 181?
181, yes. Okay. And we're bringing a few more in the background, but things are going great. We are today's October 1st, so we are ready to step into our Give Good season.
I can't believe it's already October.
Can you believe that?
No, I could not.
Where'd this year go?
Believe it or not, Giving Tuesday will be here before we know it. That's December 3rd this year. And so next Tuesday, we're going to have our kickoff event, and it's going to be at Easy Speak Dance Hall. We're going to incorporate Preem, which is the plant store that's just in front of it on 5th Street.
Okay.
And it'll be great. It'll be a kickoff to celebrate the fall and step into our Give Good season. We're going to be having free gifts for everybody. We have food and beverages complimentary, and we also have Misty Vincent Spitzer Photography coming to do headshots for everyone, both with just their look and also with their Give Good hat on, so that we can have great content for Giving Tuesday and the lead up to that. So I hope everybody in the nonprofit world will come to that. We've seen a great sign up since we launched it, and we have lunch and learns always. We've got a lot of things that will surround that we'll announce around Giving Tuesday that'll come up in November. So be on the lookout for that. And things are going great at the foundation. We have grant cycles getting ready to go open for Plymouth Foundation and the Youth Philanthropy Council. So you can look on the website for that and in our newsletter. But yeah, things are cooking. So we're evaluating all the fall grants right now.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Folks can learn more at lynchburgfoundation.org and also Share Greater Lynchburg. If you are part of a nonprofit organization and you are not one of the 181 mm-hmm. organizations that's part of it, what are you waiting for? It's absolutely free. It is a great place for you to find, well, for folks to find nonprofits that they want to partner up with. It's a place where you can find volunteers, a place where you can attend many, many events that Megan and company puts together. And then you can even shop for these organizations right on the Share platform and make donations to individual organizations right on the Share platform. It's a nice catch-all, one-stop shop.
That's right.
And if you're not on Share, I want to tell you, I highly recommend it, because I know when I started going to Share meetings, Megan and everybody there was open arms, and I was the smallest nonprofit that was there out of everybody. But they were so welcoming and open arms. You know, you're not going to get to new people if you don't get out there and try. And it was hard for me with me being on the autism spectrum. A lot of time it's hard with me with some people. I just have a lot of trouble. But they made it so welcoming and inviting. You know, I'm going to recommend anybody that's in a nonprofit or has anything to do with a nonprofit. It don't matter if you're the smallest nonprofit or you're the biggest nonprofit. They can help you. And believe me, I learned a lot and have met a lot of great people through Share Greater Lynchburg. So please come to a lunch and learn. They're great. Yeah. You get free lunch, and you get to talk to lots of people. So what's better than that?
That's right. Thanks, tremendous. Blake. What a great testimonial. We appreciate it.
That is fantastic. Mm-hmm. Visit ShareGreaterLynchburg.org for more information on that. Folks, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Really, really appreciate you taking time this morning, and really, really appreciate 11 years strong with your particular event. That's just tremendous.
Come on out, October 19th.
That's absolutely right. It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition. Coming up a little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.